Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Clack.
That would be a little weird. Clack, Mississippi.
Yes. Where is it? I got to know. Clack is in Tunica County.
No. Oh.
On old Highway 61.
Right around the casino?
I suppose. It can't be too far. Yes, yeah. Clack today is surrounded by RV parks and the casinos of Tunica Resorts.
RV parks and casinos.
Well.
Can't beat that.
That's nothing more Mississippi than that.
That's right.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away, not a clack away, a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
Just a click away.
It's just a clack away. There you go. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you are cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So put some steaks on there today, tomorrow, this Saturday, this Sunday, whenever that is. Cook out with beef. But if you don't want to cook out, if you're like, I don't feel like getting my hands dirty this weekend, man, I got a great news for you. You can still have a great steak anywhere in the state of Mississippi. So many great steakhouses across our state. Go grab one today. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And I know that you are indeed looking for it. You need new gear, they've got it at College Corner. Everything you're looking for, great name brands, and of course the logos that you want, state script, the M over S, the interlocking MSU. It's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Original by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. When we're talking about a great dinner, you want to have a special occasion. You don't have to have a special occasion to go to Restaurant Tyler. You can just make that the special occasion. It is a special occasion when you go eat at one of Starkville's and one of Mississippi's best restaurants. Great steaks, great pasta dishes, fantastic food, top to bottom on that menu, and of course for dessert. I can't give the stuffed pancake a higher recommendation than I already do. It's my favorite dessert in Starkville. When you want to have a great meal, it's easy to do it. Just head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you got to get answers on your schedule, not somebody else's. You need somebody who knows not only your money, but they know you as well. You want to have a relationship with your banker. You want to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Friday. I'm kind of tired of baseball. I've got to be honest with you. We'll talk some baseball here at the end. But for the first time in a long time, I don't remember the last time we did, we're going to lead with football today. We're going to talk some football because spring practice, we are 2 weeks away from the spring game, 2 weeks away from the maroon and white game, which I don't know that you and I really talked about Lebby's answer to the question about spring games. I mentioned it on Sports Talk, but I don't know if you and I talked about it as much, and that's, you know, he was asked by our colleague Benjamin Rosenberg about that and his, you know, about the trend nationwide of spring games kind of going away. And his answer, I thought, was maybe one of the most honest answers a coach has ever given us, which was straight up, we need the practice. We need to put ourselves in games-like situations. We need as many reps as we can possibly get. You know, and he's so correct in that. He 2-10 season a year ago. Yeah, you do need those reps. You do need that practice. So for us, for Mississippi State purposes here, you know, we're going to try. We've been – We haven't been overly negative, but we are of the opinion that this could be another struggle this year. But I don't know if excites is the right word, but what are you looking forward to when you see this football team? For me, it starts at the running back position. That's where I think they are the deepest. They have the most SEC level talent, and in Devon Booth, they have one of the better backs in the conference.
Yeah, I think the offense should be fairly well rounded if you really think about it. The offensive line is certainly a concern, I would say, but the biggest thing is you have a quarterback in year two that's been in this system. You have at least two running backs in year two that's going to play a lot, and another one that I think is going to be seamless and Bothwell.
There it is.
Jeez. And then, that you have talent wide receiver, although it's unproven that Jeff Lebby has proven to have at least one guy every year that's going to be like an 800-yard receiver or something like that. So they should be good enough at wide receiver. So I think the offense should be, I would say pretty productive. And if you can keep Blake Shapen healthy, I think that there's a chance that offense can get off to a much better start this year than it did last year when the running game was just kind of non-existent. So that's a plus for sure. I think just having some more bodies up front this year is going to change the defense for the better. And I'm not saying it's going to be a top 50 defense or anything like that, but I think you will notice a drastic improvement even if it's barely in the top 100. Just by the fact that they're getting off the field more routinely, they look more like an SEC defense than they have been. And that's going to make a difference across the board. It's going to take some pressure off the offense. It's going to help Mississippi State top to bottom. And I think that they've done a good job. Jeff Lebby said in the offseason and even during the season last year, they had to even get down to like the practice squad players, the scout team players, they just did not have the guys that they felt like could simulate the opposing team, and give them bodies out there. They've actually, I think, raised the floor a little bit by adding guys that's going to give them a little more depth. Now, the overall talent is arguable how good it is, but I think they've added more pieces in there that's made this a deeper team than it was last year, and that's probably going to be a plus.
So, looking at the scoring defense from a season ago, State gave up an average of 34.08 points per game. 15th place in the SEC was LSU at 24.31 points, a 10-point difference.
It was.
Just want to point out the difference between 15th in this situation and first is 10 points.
Yeah, it was historically bad.
And so I need to do a quick calculator here because I want to take away the FCS game where they only give up 7 points. So that changes it to, hold on. If I can just do some math here, we would be in a much better shape, Robbie. That adds basically 3 points per game. So 37 points per game. How much different is our outlook on everything? How much different is last season if State gives up 24 points per game?
Oh my
And
God.
they're still 16th, but they give up 24.5 points per game.
Well, they're probably in a bowl game.
They're probably pretty close to it, yeah. I mean, maybe 5-7 at worst.
You know what? I mean, shoot, what is that? You lost by a touchdown, or I think it was a touchdown or 10 points to Georgia.
Yeah.
So you take
You know,
off
41 in that game. So,
you take off 10 points per game.
so
I
let's
mean,
just.
you get that down to 31 in that game or 28, you can beat Georgia, which is
Silly to think
hard.
about, but it's true. But I mean, like, it's not even that. It's just, when you play Arkansas and you give up 58 points, right? Let's say you just, let's take a big chunk off of that. If it's 35, that's more possessions where you're getting the ball back quicker. You were able to move the football on them.
It changes
It
everything.
changes everything. And so, and again, we're not saying that they're going to be good. And that is something that we can look at as a positive thing, that State just has to. LSU, they won 9 games last year, giving up 24 points per game because they scored 30 points per game.
That's kind of been my point the whole time is like, nobody's asking Mississippi State's defense to be top 25 defense.
Yeah.
Just don't be good.
Yeah. Florida gave up 23 points per game. They were 14.
Yeah.
But they won 8 games.
Yep.
Oklahoma won, I think they lost their bowl game, but they won 6 games and they were in 12th place.
You no longer have to be dominant on the defensive side of the ball to win. You don't. The offense is the way that they've evolved. Like points and yardage, they're going to come. There's no longer teams giving up 6-7 points a game routinely in the SEC.
I understand that Ole Miss is a better football program than Mississippi State right now, but Ole Miss was the number one scoring offense and scoring defense in the SEC last year and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Really, that is an all-time underachieve. It really is.
And like State fans will tell you, well, I wish we could underachieve like that.
Yes, but
that's not the conversation.
But it's a different
conversation. Ole Miss built the greatest roster they've ever had. They're about to have the most players they've ever had drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have maybe a couple of first-round picks in there, and they did not make the playoff.
Yeah.
They spent $14 million or whatever the number was. It's very similar to that 2018 team for Mississippi State.
Yeah,
it's very similar.
Very similar. Very similar. So,
but their roster was even more talented.
You have to believe that Mississippi State can be 10 points per game better because that's just such a huge number. You have to feel like they're going to come back to the pack a little bit this year. Again, if they 15th, if they had been at 24.5 points per game, still 16th, they're probably a bowl team, and we're talking about everything we say about this team is completely different at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just be totally honest. They win the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it on paper, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they could have gotten one more stop in that game, they probably win it.
And you can't look at games that way. But if we were, then yeah, I mean, they win the Egg Bowl, they win the Georgia game, they have a chance against Tennessee.
Yeah, so that's a crazy number.
It's
funny how we started with the running backs, but
you just put yourself in much better situations if you're able to have a defense that is competent enough to get off the field routinely.
Yeah.
And State just did not have that last year. And I think, you know, people were saying, well, how are they going to have it this year? They have the exact same defensive coordinator. Well, I think that deserves some context. It's year two.
Yeah.
So he's allowed to take a step.
Mm-hmm.
He coaches are allowed to get better from 1 year to the
next. Absolutely are. They're more talented.
And you've also added two former defensive coordinators that have been successful in those roles,
mm-hmm.
and head coaches, and Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre. Those guys are going to help this defense get better at technique. They're going to help play calling, things like that. They will help Coleman Hutzler. And also, you've just got generally better talent. So, I don't, you know, it is what it is. Like, you got to imagine Mississippi State should be much better defensively, but what is much better? That's kind of the question.
I want to go back to the running back thing, because that's where I wanted to start with Booth. I don't think Booth is a 1,000-yard rusher. I think he could be if State wasn't going to try to committee this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Bothwell is the same way. If they were the primary back, you know, if I always go back to the Ole Miss stuff, right? That the way they ran things Levy's years when they had Snoop Connor and they had Jerrion Ealy and they end up with Henry Parrish, that was a really good committee. The year after he left, they have Judkins, and he's the primary guy, and he's over 1,000 yards. I think either one of these guys could be that guy, but I think they're going to go the committee route. But if Johnny Daniels is your third running back, you legitimately have one of the deepest and best rooms in the SEC, and that is really the only position group you can say that about on this Mississippi State roster. But there's a chance the way State ran the football last season towards the end. They were finally able to figure some things out on that side of the ball. They ran the football effectively. If they can be better, and you mentioned the offensive line, they have to be better there. And apparently, they're potentially a new commitment on the offensive line jumping in this week. The tackle from North Alabama. I know the 0-3 national guys have made their predictions there. I think this offense could be really good. Could take a big step forward. You know, like I said, Last year, they averaged right at 25.8 points per game. I think that could jump up into the 28, 29 points per game kind of range. And if I can get 29 points per game while giving up 25 points per game, you're going to have a real shot at a bowl game.
Yeah.
A real shot. Like last year, 20 Texas A&M was at 30, Missouri was at 29 points per game, Florida's at 20. Florida's a good example. 28 points per game offensively. They gave up 23 points per game defensively. They were the 11th best offense scoring wise and the 14th best defense. On paper, you think that's a train wreck. They won eight games.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that if you're a Mississippi State fan and you're trying to grab onto something here, it doesn't have to be this massive, okay, State's the third best offense and the fifth best defense, and that's how they can be just somewhat better offensively and then still not good defensively, just better and be a much, much improved record in 2025.
Yeah, what you're gonna hear from me from now until August is you like the hope is this year can be what you thought last year could be, and that you're competing for a bowl game, 5, 6 wins. That sucks to hear, I know. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's just where Mississippi State is as a program right now, is like the rebuild is massive. I don't think people understand the talent deficiencies that this roster had. And
Especially
I'm not
defensively.
making excuses for Jeff Lebby, but it's a fact. Look, they did not put a single person in the NFL combine, and everybody seems to get at somebody in the
At
combine.
least one person goes to the combine.
Nobody went. And that's, I mean, and that's what you had Stone Blanton declared for the draft early, and he's not even getting invited to the combine.
Yeah, you would
Like,
think
I mean,
somebody who's declaring early would have gotten some information like, hey, we want to bring you to the
he
combine.
really wanted to,
He just wanted to
yeah.
leave Mississippi State. He wanted to get out of college, basically.
Evidently. But it's one of those deals where they're giving Jeff Lebby time to build this, and what you got to do is show some improvement and some pretty big improvement. And it might not be that you go from 2 wins to 7 wins or 2 wins to 6, but are you looking like a more controlled unit on both sides of the ball? Are you being more competitive? Are your numbers starting to improve on both sides? That's what you're looking for this year. And again, people don't want to hear that. People want to hear you're going from 2 wins to 8. And that's just
Seems
not
unlikely.
realistic with this team. I mean, they're having to turn this roster not completely over, but a big chunk of it's having to turn over. And Lebby is trying to do it with the continuity thing. And I understand that side of it. It's an interesting strategy when you had so many guys underperforming on the defensive side, but he believes that adding Mike McIntyre, adding Paul Rhodes, that elevates your coaching room.
And he brought this up when you, I think you asked about him but Vincent Dancy's a former head
Yep.
coach as well at Mississippi Valley State and a Mississippi guy. So yeah, they added a lot of experience over there. And honestly, we go back a season ago. That's something you and I think, I'm pretty sure we talked about it, that not only was Hutzler a first-time coordinator, but you didn't have hardly any experience in terms of coaching over there. Corey Bell and Bell Matt Barnes, I'm sorry, had been a defensive coordinator, but
Co-DC, just like Hutzler.
nobody
Neither one of
ever
them had led a
had
room by
exactly.
themselves.
And I thought it was interesting they didn't go try to find somebody like that. Now they've done that. I think that is something that, and that's a small thing, to go out and get coaches like that. You're not talking about a massive overhaul or anything like that. It's just a small thing, and maybe it's something that doesn't, play that big of a role. But just on paper, having more experience in that room, I think was desperately, desperately needed. So that's a
Yeah.
good thing. Is there a player on defense that you're excited to see?
I'm ready to see Stonka at safety. I really think the instincts there is gonna make him a great fit back there. I don't the defensive line group, I don't really know what to make of right now, but I think they'll be better. And I don't know, Will Whitson or somebody like
Will
that. Like,
Whitson?
how do they do making the move into the SEC? They've added some good pieces there. Cornerback is feels like a major concern.
That,
but
that's all my chips are there. Just like that's where I'm worried about. I like the safeties. I like the linebackers. You know, they're talking about Isaac Smith has moved to linebacker. I don't know if I feel about that move, if that is a real thing.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because Lebby didn't say his name when talking about the safeties.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I guess he could. I think he could handle it. I mean, he's kind of making most of the tackles anyway.
Yeah,
he's kind of a box
good enough
safety.
Athlete. Yeah, and like as far as coverage goes, he's not anything. I don't know that he's anything super special in the coverage.
No.
Realm.
His strength is coming
think,
up and making a hit.
Yeah, I think Manning and Mitchell are better cover
so
guys.
It might
back
be
there.
Better for him to kind of play in the box.
A little undersized, but I think he's such a good athlete, and I think he'll have a quickness advantage there too.
Yeah.
So that's something that the linebacker
the athleticism
group
has grown at linebacker
with him and with Jalen Smith and with Brandon Jennings is a good athlete. I think you know he didn't nobody played well in this defense last year. You can't single anybody out. You can't say, well, if he had been the whole group was bad last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got some athleticism there. You mentioned the defensive line. Whitson, Sanders, Hibbler. These are guys that, you know, you're expecting to come in and make major contributions day one. I've said a few times now, I don't know if they have the difference makers. But what I do know is they have the depth now. I think they're from a 1 through 22 on defense, your first and second string, you've got enough SEC players in there to improve.
Yep.
So you have that on the offensive side of the ball. I love the running backs. I really like Chapin. I thought he was playing good football last year before he got hurt. Keeping him healthy will obviously be paramount, and that's just it's really a luck thing. It's just bad luck. He's been unlucky. When you get, it's one thing if you like it's the same injury over and over again, like you blow out your knee and then a year later your knee hurts again. That's where it's like, okay, what can you do?
Yeah.
When it's a different part of the body, it's just unlucky. So for Chapin,
he's got to be more cognizant. Like he's got to take some slides and get out of bounds.
Yeah.
He's a very tough kid in that he wants to make
those plays. And which, that's great.
They got to keep him healthy.
But at the same time, somebody's got to
help. But their quarterback room is in better position this year because you have a guy that's started in the Power Four behind mm-hmm. him. And I think a more physically gifted quarterback in Kamario Taylor than what Michael Van Buren
you've
was.
Got three quarterbacks that Jeff Lebby recruited.
Yes.
Whereas last year you had two, and then, we went into the season with Chris Parson thinking, okay, he's the backup, and he wasn't.
And Van Buren, I liked him a lot, especially in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of deficiencies in what he did because of his size.
Yeah.
Like Kamario Taylor being 6'4", 6'5", whatever he is at this point,
it's a
more
you a
physically
different
gifted quarterback. He can take
hit,
he can take more hits. He can see over the line of scrimmage better. So trading Van Buren for Kamario, if that's the case, well, I guess you're probably trading Van Buren for Cromin Hawk, which is he's a bigger guy too. So I don't think that you lost a ton as far as in that room by losing Van Buren.
You lose some experience. And look, I feel like Van Buren has gotten kind of a bum rap.
Yeah.
For a true freshman thrown into that situation, I thought he did about the best he possibly could have. And I was excited.
I was really excited about him in the future, but I didn't know if what was going to happen with him and Kamario in the future, but I was excited that you had him in the room.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think if Chapin decided, I'm just going to walk away, I think Van Buren would still be here. And he'd be the starting quarterback for Mississippi State next year, and then you figure it out after that.
Yeah.
But –
yeah, I think Chapin being like Lebby sticking with him and that being his guy,
mm-hmm.
I think that scared off. I think it scared off Jackson Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably ran off Michael Van Buren.
I agree.
But at the end, like you just had to have a good number two, a guy you felt good about if he had to go in there. And I think State did that. Because it was apparent that Lebby wasn't going to just gift Jackson Arnold the job.
Yeah.
And I think he even told him, like, Blake Chapin's our guy.
Yeah.
And so you just had to get somebody willing to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing Van Buren with a starter inside a Power Four conference and Luke Cromin Hawk, that's a great job.
The Cromin Hawk thing always makes me laugh because a lot of fans were mad that Jackson Arnold went to Auburn and that they missed out. And then it's like nobody's willing to admit, like, every recruiting service ranked Cromin Hawk higher than Jackson Arnold.
And you have to admit that you were also on that train.
I was
at first, but
at
you
first.
Were a little reactionary.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know, you know, for sure that Crumlin Hawk.
We didn't. That's true.
Yeah.
We didn't know for sure.
There were other extenuating circumstances to my anger.
You were waiting on your pork chop at restaurant.
No, no. Tyler. Well, yeah, that's among them. Yes. So.
No, we were at restaurant Tyler.
Yeah.
And,
when
and
that
we,
news
when
broke,
we realized they're not getting Jackson Arnold, and I was trying to tell Brian, Luke Crumlin Hawk is rated higher than this guy. Everything's going to be fine.
Just,
and he
I'm
and he
still
was just
a little emotional sometimes. I'm just
but
saying.
Like Brian said, we did not know for sure that Crumlin Hawk was going to be a done deal, so it was a little uneasy.
Yeah,
as it tends to be at Mississippi State.
It took a couple days, but once Crumlin Hawk got on board, I was on board. So.
Every day is uneasy, even when the good times happen.
I'm always looking around. I'm always looking over my shoulder.
But I know, not a lot of people have jumped off the Mississippi State bandwagon. I think people are in for the long haul.
The people who are on the bandwagon of Mississippi State right now are the real ones.
Yes.
They are the ones who are, taking care of that.
One day you'll all get to enjoy good times.
As hard as last season was, and as hard as I think this season is going to be, there is some room and some reasons to look at this team and say, okay, if they can just they can do this and this, they can be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't feel like I'm just telling you right now that Mississippi State could still be 16th in scoring defense. But as long as they are a more reasonable number on scoring defense, instead of 35 points per game, it's 25 points per game.
Yeah,
they can be in a bowl game. And yeah, and if they're instead, if they can go from 25 points per game on offense to 28 points per game on offense, they can be in a bowl game. And that I think that's a very fair assessment of this Mississippi State football roster. So we did it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking some more football. We got a few more weeks here before we get. You know, I got to start looking. We're not too far away. You know, we're doing these spring previews, and we'll catch up on those next week. We'll do three next week to try to catch back up. But those are going to turn into opponent previews pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I think we're about. It's usually around the SEC tournament is when we got to start those things.
We are about to start slipping into when it turns into May, tornado season ends, and it's 90 plus for the rest of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know it's time to start talking season, as they say.
Yeah. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, and the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich, right there next door to each other. The Older Brother and Two Brothers, two of our favorite places in town. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend or any weekend, you have got to find time to make it over to Two Brothers, to make it over to the Older Brother, to make it to the Cotton District and enjoy some fantastic food. And, of course, on Saturday, you know, Friday, Saturday night, some live music out there. You might even run into Battle and the Wheelers one night.
Yeah.
Battelle and the Wheelers. And
Battelle and the Wheelers.
And the
Wheelers.
And the Wheelers.
Battelle and the Wheelers.
Battelle and the Wheelers.
With my guy Bryce Michelle,
that's right.
On the bass,
that's right. Is Bryce he? Michelle. I did not know that. Okay, I did not know Bryce Michelle was on the.
It's a different Bryce Michelle.
It's a different Bryce.
You're thinking about Bryce Mitchell. This
yeah.
is Bryce Michelle.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know there was things.
This
okay.
is Louisville native. This is Louisville native. Bryce.
No. We're not. That's a bridge too far. No. All right.
Keatsy Gun Money on the guitar. It's a,
is that actually his
that
name?
Jam. Yeah, his name's Keatsy Gun Money.
Okay, so he didn't even.
It's,
he didn't
no, I mean, it's a. I know his real name.
Okay.
But this is like I believe it's like a stage name.
Okay, like
Slash. Very talented guy. I've known him for a long time.
Okay.
But yeah, Battelle and the Wheelers.
We'll see. We'll see the next time they're going to be at Two Brothers Smoke Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing. For 50 years.
50, brother.
Whenever you are in the market for a new copier, a new printer, computers, laptops, whatever it is from a technology perspective, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong, and eventually it will, it is a machine after all, and you don't want to give it what Paulie Galtieri referred to as a bro gain adjustment, you just call Advantage Business Systems and they'll take care of that for you. They'll deliver the kind of service after the sale that's made them famous and has kept them in business for 50 years. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, if that's this weekend or if that's next weekend or whenever it is, or if you're not going to be in Starkville and you just want to shop online, And you need Mississippi State gear. The place to do it is Maroon & Co. MaroonandCo.com is the website. Right here in Starkville, they have the biggest selection of anybody in this town. Now, you think about it. There's so many places in town that sell MSU gear. Nobody is beating Maroon & Co. for the quality, for the number of items that are available, and the different stuff that you can find. It's all right there at Maroon & Co. Clothes, stuff for the car, the house, the tailgate, it's all right there. Maroon & Co., MaroonandCo.com. Use our promo code online or in-store, Thunder15, to save 15% off regular price items. Next time you are in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. All right, baseball this weekend against South Carolina, Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. This is it, right? This is it. If they don't win this series, we will be done having the conversations of postseason baseball,
I think,
in my opinion.
Whoever loses it, might miss, but whoever loses the series is done.
So we had Kendall Rogers on.
You have a chance to be 2-10.
2-10, you're out.
You're out.
Yeah. 3-9 is not a whole lot better, but at least your nose is above water.
It would be an unbelievable turnaround.
So we had Kendall Rogers on Sports Talk Mississippi on Wednesday. And I talked to him, I was like, all right, so you got Texas A&M, Florida, Mississippi State. All three of those were preseason top 20 teams. Florida and A&M were preseason top 5. Obviously, A&M was number 1. They're all 1-8. How many of those teams make the postseason? And he just straight up, none.
Yeah.
Just straight up, none. And you look at the D1 brackets, none of those teams are in there. And that is incredible to me that three teams that, from a talent perspective, I know all three of those teams are better than 1-8.
Yeah.
And yet that's where they are. And he's probably correct. But a turnaround could happen. It starts this weekend. And South Carolina, not a team that had a lot of preseason love, but they're 1-8 as well. So this is two desperate baseball teams. Does that hurt both teams? This feels like both teams are gonna be in a situation where somebody's gonna try to do too much.
Yeah, they probably will press both of them.
Mm-hmm.
State on paper just has the better team,
mm-hmm.
When you look top to bottom. But State's been finding ways to lose. And the South Carolina team, I think, has lost 7 of 8 games. They are, you know, bottom half of the league in pitching, bottom half of the league in hitting. The numbers just, you know, they aren't great. They have basically 3 guys in the lineup that are really good, and then it's not as great. And then, you know, State's got a fairly deep lineup. They've been pretty good on the mound. I mean, they've had some bad moments, but this team just continuously finds ways to lose. So how can you feel positive going into the weekend? That's kind of the question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a series that State really needs to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's people in this fan base, a growing group, that would say they don't need to win,
mm-hmm.
but I'm kind of one of those people. I hate the whole idea of Mississippi State losing games.
As long as they don't host, I think that you can have that the conversation people want to have. But
you would think,
here's what I would say, and that's what I'll tell you is, you can cheer for your team. Yeah, I go back to the 2019 Egg Bowl. You just cheer for your team, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Don't go into the game wanting your team to lose.
I would never cheer for Mississippi State to lose.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how miserable would it be to, like, want your team to lose, and then they win, and so you're not it doesn't make any sense. So,
but there are people that live that way.
Just cheer for your team, and whatever happens, happens. And I think we can all agree that by the end of the year that this team is not headed to the postseason, regardless
of
what happens.
It's hard to imagine what they have. I mean, they just haven't shown enough to us to feel confident they're about to go on a run where
they have to win 6 series.
Yeah, that's asking
that seems
a
unlikely.
Lot for this team that's already lost
3
the first 3
yeah.
and been swept twice.
Yeah.
So
just let nature run its course.
Yeah.
And you just do what you normally do. Go out to the ballpark, enjoy it, cheer for your Bulldogs. That's fine. Now, that being said, if you don't go to the ballpark, I'm not going to be one of those that gets on to you about it. I'm not going to tell you that we need you here or anything like that. I'm just going to say,
yeah,
I understand. It's expensive to come to Starkville. And it's not like it's a football game, but it's still expensive to go to a baseball game. So,
well, and that's kind of the thing is, like, to the administration, you see people still going to the games, and
yeah,
they're probably sitting there saying, what's wrong?
Yeah, why would I change?
That's kind of what Mississippi State baseball is right now. It's like, it's still a fun thing to go.
Yeah.
I mean, when the weather's great,
Yeah.
Who doesn't like going sitting in a baseball
It's
game?
fun. Absolutely. I understand. Here's what I'm going to say as far as the fans go. You guys just do whatever you
Do
want.
what you
Do
want.
what you want for the next
Do
2 months.
what you want. I can't.
Try to enjoy this baseball
Dude,
season.
our time of like preaching at the fans about going to the
I'm never.
games, giving an
I'm done.
IL, we're done with that.
I'm done. You guys do what
We
you.
did that for a little bit during football, I
Yeah.
think it was,
Now,
but
I would say with NIL, you need to give. You need to give because if you don't, you limit your ability
well,
going forward.
here's what I say about that. Don't complain about Mississippi State sports if you're not doing that, if you're a
Yeah.
fan. Now, if you're just one of like a casual fan and you're like, I just enjoy watching Mississippi State sports, how can I be upset at you
Yeah.
for not giving NIL? I can't
100%.
force people to give money.
100%. If you're one of those, if you're a person who's like Mississippi State sport
It
is not,
doesn't affect
it's
me.
not in the top three most
Yeah.
important things in my life.
I cheer for Mississippi State. I went to Mississippi State,
I try
like
to go
that.
to a game.
But, I'm not going to sit here and demand a coach be fired or whatever. That's
But
fine.
if you are a person who Mississippi State is incredibly important to me, then I would say that you do need to be an NIL person.
And your own message boards
Yeah.
demanding there be
Yes,
better.
exactly. So, all right. We'll recap all this on our Sunday slash Monday show, everything that happens over the weekend. And we'll maybe have some recruiting news to talk about. We'll see about then. We'll see if, we didn't talk about much about the basketball portal with Kugel going out, but we'll save that for another day. Guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian. Hey, Dad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.